All right, Sunday morning, 12:08:24. This is a start of a new series. I may be doing this one on television, I'm not sure yet, but it's called the Faith Hall of Famers. And this is part one. It's called The Chosen. Go to Matthew 20. Matthew 20:16 says, "So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen." It's Matthew 20:16 and Matthew 22:14 says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." The word chosen there in the Greek means select or favorable. In the world, we see the Hall of Famers in sports and different kinds of fields. The most important, however, is rarely spoken of, and this is the Faith Hall of Fame. I believe the original idea for halls of fame came from Hebrews chapter 11. Just my opinion. These are the selected of God. They were chosen for a reason. All right, we're going to look at some words out of the Strong's on chosen. The first one is going to be Mark 13:20. Chosen means select or favorite. Mark 13:20. "And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days." All right? It's all through the Gospels and in the epistles. Okay, John 6:70. Jesus answered them, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" John 13:18. "I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me." One of his own chosen ratted him out. John 15. Verse 16. "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." All right, verse 19 up here. "If ye were of the world would love his own, but because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." All right, with that, go to Acts. Acts chapter 1, verse 2. "Until the day which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen." And then there also verse 24 in Acts 1. "And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. God doesn't do anything by happenstance. He chooses for a reason. All right, this is 1 Corinthians 1, 27 and 28. Well, let's start with 26 there. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. He is only interested in those who are willing to let him get the glory. All right, let's keep going. Ephesians 1, 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. He chose us way back then. All right, James chapter 2, verse 5. Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? Rich in faith. Ha! Faith Hall of Famers right there. Right there, chosen means favorite. God doesn't look at things like men do. God looks at the heart. All right, Romans. Romans chapter 16. Verse 3 there. Here salute Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Like I said, there's a lot of scriptures on this. 1 Peter chapter 4. First verse I'm going to look at is 2. Let me see here. 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 4, 2. No, that's not right. Let's just go to 9. Verse 9 there. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And I don't know why I put that in there, but I did. Okay. Let's keep going here. Well, let me keep going. I did put here through 15. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as you partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the same name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. So anyway, I don't know why I put that there, but I read it, so let's keep going. Revelation 17, 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. I'm going to mark that other one out. Chosen here means divine selection. All right, let's go back to Acts. This is Acts chapter 9. Verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. So when you're going through hard things, it's for his sake. Maybe that'll help us to look at it better. It's for his sake. This is what it means in that context. To take for oneself or prefer. All right, another meaning. Gather as a warrior, enlist in the army. Chosen. 2 Timothy 2:4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The Faith Hall of Famers dared to believe God. They heard and they obeyed, and this is why we have their account. As Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. For most, the fire got too hot to handle, and they did not continue by faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, it is impossible to please God without faith. Well, look at that. It's not worded exactly like that, but we'll read it. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. They that stayed with it suffered, but they kept plunging ahead, and they won their race. This is what Apostle Paul's sole aim was. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Starting with 24 there. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Prize there is an award. Prize. Philippians chapter 3. It'll be 13 and 14. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Kind of goes hand in hand with the last teaching about service. Men in the world spend their prime years obtaining a corruptible crown, wear their bodies out, and it's only a temporary crown. It might be a trophy in a trophy case. The Faith Hall of Famers are looking for that incorruptible crown. We're going to look at some scriptures on that. 2 Timothy 4:8 is the first one. Let's just start with 7 there. I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." You know, I would say one of the goals of this ministry is this: to get the church back decently in order concerning this subject. Teaching them about what it really means to be a Christian. What God expects of us. All right, James 1:12. "Blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." All right, 1 Peter 5:4. "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." Revelation 2:10. "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Revelation 3:11. "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Revelation 14:14. "And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle." Ready to clean house. Right here, crown is a chaplet, as a badge of royalty, a prize, or a symbol. All right, let's go back now to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Starting with verse 6. "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." See, by honoring God, he honors you. "Not many mighty are chosen, for their flesh just gets in the way. They would rather have a moment of fleeting glory than suffer and obtain an eternal glory. Those that are humble and chosen, the way of conflict and suffering solidify their place in the faith hall of fame." All right, a few more scriptures. Philippians 1:30. Right here, 22:29. "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflicts which ye saw in me and now hear to be in me." It's part of the Christian walk. It's not popular, but it is. You know, you think, "Lord, I just wish you'd just take it off. Just take it off. Just take it off." It may not ever come off. I don't say that to make you sad or despairing, but even if he did, that doesn't mean you never will have anything else. I'd like to say, "Yeah, it's coming off," and never have to deal with it again. But anyway, you know, whenever you operate in the kingdom of God, you go against the grain of this world system and Guess who's the god of this world system? Yeah. All right, let me read Colossians 2:1. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Conflict, that word conflict, Strong's, that word is a contest, effort, or anxiety. Like putting up with what's going on television. It's just like, dear Lord. Anyway, Philippians. That's another one that has the word conflict. 1:30. Did I read that? Mm-hmm. I did? Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are the only two scriptures that I find that have conflict in them in the New Testament. When you choose to go this way, God's grace comes alongside to help you do whatever is required of you to do. Like we read in the last teaching about Paul. He said, take it off, Lord, take it off, take it off. And the Lord said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. And he talked about when he was weak in his flesh is when God's strength and grace was the greatest in him. It's not easy, especially when you first come into it and trying to understand what's going on, what's going on. Well, I'd say if this is going on in your life, you're on the right track. Because, you know, most church denominations are the ones we've been in. It's all about, we're not going to suffer with nothing. If we suffer one day, we're going to the doctor. We're going to make sure we get enough pills and stuff to where we don't suffer. We don't go through anything. Oh, that's the way I see it. That's the way I found it to be most everywhere I go. I even asked somebody one time, had a problem in a certain area since they were 18 years old, really, but have a ministry. I said, have you ever thought maybe it's a thorn? Well, I kind of have considered it, but every time it flares up, they got to go to the doctor. They have to keep their prescriptions, you know, filled. Sometimes I think this is what's going on with people, and maybe they don't realize it because they hadn't been taught that. Only Apostle Paul had a thorn. No. Those that live godly in Christ Jesus, it says, will suffer persecution. All right. I think that's just a little bit more. The glory outweighs the suffering. Most just can't stand it in the fire. They got to get out of the fire. And we've all jumped out of the fire, so I'm not pointing at anybody specifically. But as I have faith all of favors, we have to come to realize that it's all part of the life of those that choose to walk by faith. Paul called it momentary, this momentary light affliction. What's he comparing it to? Eternity. All right, right here, 2 Corinthians 4:17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not to the things which are seen, but to the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So he's comparing it to eternity. Right. Are we all in? Do we all understand it? Are we all counting the cost? They did, Faith Hall of Famers. Let's go read it and we'll be done. Faith Hall of Fame. When I get further in this series, I'm going to go into each Faith Hall of Famer. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So God is a faith God, always will be a faith God, never has been anything but a faith God. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, was not found, because God had translated him from before his translation. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. In other words, they are outcast. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Abraham wasn't seeking an earthly country. He's looking for the city of God. He obtained that by faith. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. He that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, the same to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword out of weakness, were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. We'll stop there. These are people, they sold out to God, and they decided they'd rather suffer affliction and obey God than to not. They did it by faith. We can do no less. You just have to count the cost. Count the cost.